Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Democrats are hoping that it will help them in the midterms because you need young people to come out and vote, and they're the ones who are most interested in this topic.
Higher education expert Lynn O'Shaughnessy of thecollegesolution.com on President Joe Biden's expected announcement on student loan cancellation. White House aides have said Biden was weighing a plan that would provide $10,000 of debt relief for borrowers who make below a certain level of income. The administration is also expected to extend the current freeze on loan repayments through the end of the year. A federal magistrate judge has formally rejected the Justice Department's bid to keep the affidavit leading to the FBI raid of Trump's personal residence at Mar-a-Lago completely sealed, noting the unprecedented nature of the search and the intense public and historic interest. President of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, Noah Bookbinder, says public release of the document could pose security risks.
There's certainly a lot in that affidavit that I think would be very revealing as to what the reason was for this search, but there's also a lot that could cause real problems if it were to be made public.
Voters cast their ballots in high-profile primary races in New York and Florida. Here's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis responding to reporters on Tuesday on whether he wants a total abortion ban in Florida.
So, you know, we look forward and we welcome, you know, future endeavors, but this is, we realize there's still going to be fight on the legal end.
The UN Security Council met Tuesday to discuss the security and safety concerns at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant after a plant employee and his driver were killed in a mortar explosion outside the facility. Here's Gabonese ambassador to the UN, Michael Xavier Biang.
As long as the fighting continues, the situation in Ukraine will surely continue to worsen.
Biden administration officials are considering further steps to avoid a steep drop in infant formula access for low-income Americans as shortages linger in pockets around the country and are likely again to extend federal flexibilities for low-income moms to access formula through the federal WIC nutrition program, with current waivers set to expire on September 30th. Director of Nutrition Policy and Early Childhood Programs at the Food Research and Action Center, Jerry Henshi, says WIC has been a lifeline for families during a time of unprecedented inflation.
Families have a guarantee of the amount of formula. They have a guarantee of the amount of cereal and juice and eggs. They're guaranteed to get that as part of their benefits. And I think that's really important, and people are relying on it.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.